guys, how are you today? How you doing? Welcome to Glammed with Grace podcast. It is such a pleasure to have you listening to me today, and I am just so excited. You know how I always say it? Every time I come here to talk to you, I get really excited because I take time out of my busy time and I find time to come talk to you and encourage you and encourage myself as well. So I hope you're having such a good day. I hope you're having a good week and happy new month. I hope your month is going phenomenal. Today I'm going to be talking about something amazing, something special to me, and I truly hope that you are blessed by this word. I'm going to play the introduction very quickly and I'll be back. I'll see you in a bit. Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Welcome to my podcast. Hi guys, welcome again to Glammed with Grace podcast. I hope you are having an awesome day. I hope you're doing well. I hope all is well with you. How are you doing spiritually, mentally, physically? I hope all is well. I am really, really interested in knowing that you're okay. But thank you for taking your time out of your busy day to come listen to me and what I have to tell you today. You know, one thing is I always want to pat myself at the back from being consistent because I could easily not do this because I have so much that I do already. But I promised myself, even if it is two times every month that I come and speak on a word, it's going to be done consistently. And with the Spirit of the Lord leading me, I will be able to touch even if it's one person. I don't care, as long as somebody is blessed. So once again, welcome to Glam with Grace. I am Jumi Ogunyemi, founder and creator of Glam Naturally and Glam with Grace podcast. I'm a mom. For those that are listening to me for the first time, I'm a pastor's wife. I'm a career entrepreneur for the Lord. And that's basically me. And it's so good to meet you. Don't forget, okay, I know I'm doing this in the beginning today, but don't forget to make sure you are subscribing to and following me on social. You could get to know more about the person behind the voice. And I tend to record this as well. So I do share snippets of what I speak about on my Instagram page at Jumi Grow and on YouTube as well. And I'm on Twitter at Jumi Grow as well. So make sure you say hello. Yeah, so today, what are we going to be talking about? I'm going to be talking about, this is something that the Holy Spirit laid in my heart about a month ago. I was actually going to share it a month ago, but I feel like today's when I'm supposed to talk about it. This is the word for the season. And what we're going to be talking about is listening and obeying the instructions of God. Okay, I said that too fast. I'm going to say it very slowly now. Listening and obeying the instructions of God. And this is something that I had to personally even go through especially in my business. Okay. There's been so many testimonies, so many God moments in my business that I, you know, talk about. I do share, especially to those that are close in my corner, I do share a lot of my, you know, my challenges and my God moments a lot with people around me. But I'm going to get a little more personal with my audience and just tell you more about why I'm going to be talking about this today. And especially in my business. So for those that have been following me for a while, you know how Glam started. You know I never stopped talking about, my God, how the brand was birthed. But there's been so many challenges and so many hurdles that I've had to go through over the years. But so many things that I've learned and so many things that have been so divine that nobody has literally called me that, Jumi, don't do it this way. It's been the instructions of the Holy Spirit. It's been the instructions of God, like speaking to me, and he speaks to me in different ways. He speaks to me in my dreams. That's the most vivid way I hear from God, in my dreams, and sometimes in my quiet time, or sometimes when I'm even, there was one time I was, I got up to get Divine ready and Nisi ready for school, and while I was getting Divine ready, I literally heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and it felt like my husband was the one. So I could literally hear him. It felt like my husband was the one talking to me in a very still. That was how close. I literally had to stop what I was doing for a second, went to my room, and started writing everything down, writing everything down. So God does speak to us. But then it's one thing for him to speak, right? Sometimes when he speaks in different ways, one. But then he also, it could be speaking about a warning. Like sometimes he warns me about things, or sometimes he tells me about my future, or sometimes he tells me about the things I need to be doing now. So there's so many things or many ways that God will come to speak to you, you know, to communicate, to connect with us, yeah? It's one thing for us to hear from God, right? And it's one thing for us to act upon the things that it's telling us to do, because sometimes it's telling us to do something, right? And it's one thing for us to actually act upon it and start bringing everything he's spoken about into actions. And there is a season for the things that God speak. God would, there are some things that God told me 5 years ago that didn't happen right away. It happened this year, for example, it happened last year, or it happened the year before. So some things that God would talk to you and tell you wouldn't happen right away. And it's having the Holy Spirit to guide you and to make you patient and to just help you get through those things is important. And I'm just going to share some personal moments, God moments in my business, in my life, especially very recently. A lot of us have gone through so much in the past 2 years. I mean, I feel like the past 2 years has been... it's been a year with COVID, and now it feels like we're getting back to normal. Like, we got a letter from the girls' school saying that they no longer have to wear masks. And for the first time, I feel like, okay, it feels like we're coming back to a little bit, you know, we're transitioning back into reality and into what it used to be before COVID. But it's been challenging, okay? I know, you know, sometimes we don't get to talk about our challenges, but I'm not afraid of talking about my challenges, because I know when the success comes and when everything comes, this is going to be my humbling moment. This is going to be what's going to bring me back that, Jimmy, you've been through so much and God is, you know, bringing you on the right path and keeping me humble. My challenges keeps me humble and I'm grateful for them, okay? I'm very grateful for them. But one thing I want to tell you is, even when you hear from the Lord and sometimes God speaks through other people to come tell you things, right? Listening is very important to the instructions of God. So in 2019, end of the year of 2019, no, actually it was the beginning of 2020 before COVID started. So it was January 2020. One of my very dear friend, Pastor Yeti, invited me. And that was like the first woman conference that I attended in a very long time. But it was amazing because it was not far from where I lived. So I was able to, you know, get there. So she invited me to the ladies' conference and wanted me to, you know, be part of it. And I, of course, said yes. I love anything to do with women, to do with, you know, women and empowerment, women and women in women in general, women period. I'm always very excited to support and to be part of it, because I feel like we all need each other. We can't do everything by ourselves. We all need each other. So I went to the event, to the conference. It was from my church, Redeem, and I was so blessed. I was so touched in that event that I heard God tell me something. And that was the first time that I actually knew of, because she invited Pastor Mildred Okonkwo. For those that are listening, you might not know who Pastor Mildred is, but she's an amazing woman of God in Nigeria, and she reaches the youth. And, you know, I just love her path, their ministry, her and her husband. But that was honestly my first time of ever knowing about her. I never knew anything about Pastor Mildred up until that day, when she ministered online virtually in the women's conference. And she spoke about beauty, because that was basically what the theme was, that you are beautiful. And we are beautiful in our own ways. We are beautiful inside out. And she spoke about it. And I heard the spirit of God. And she wasn't the only speaker. It was three women of God that spoke on that day. And I had God tell me that, Jimmy, I want you to send your product, Glam Naturally or product, send it to the three women that ministered today. I heard those words. And I, of course, I when God speaks to me, I don't sleep on it. I, you know, most, I would say maybe 89% of the time, if it's not something I cannot do, and he always, we'll talk about that, I always want to live. I don't joke with the instructions from God. And I feel like it's important for us to live our Christian life that way. If you know that God is telling you something, don't ignore it, you know, act upon it. So as soon as I heard that, as soon as the event was over, I sent my product to the two women who were lives in America. Those were the ones that I can, you know, get their contact and the information. So I sent the products to them. But I didn't send it to Pastor Mildred because I didn't know Pastor Mildred. I wasn't sure how to, because I'm one of those people that wouldn't go on people's DM and ask much unless it was God that is instructing me to do so. Or I wouldn't just go to people's DM, and especially when they're high profile people, because I know they might not see it. One, two, I just, who are you that you're trying to do this? I know, that's just me. Anyways, and I just felt like, how am I going to get my product to Pastor Mildred? I don't know who she is. She doesn't know who I am. How am I going to get my product to her? But I was actually part of in the event. I did ask her some questions because I was the moderator. So I, in my mind, I'm like, oh gosh, Nigeria. Okay, I don't know if I'm good. So I didn't even think much of it because I just already dismissed it, that it was going to be difficult for me to be able to get her contact information and send the products to her. Would she be able to trust me with that information? You know, I just don't know. It was just what I thought. So I didn't act upon that part, and I'm going somewhere. I didn't send the products to Pastor Mildred. But listen, this God that we serve, when he gives you an instruction and you do nothing about it, is going to find another way and another means to make it happen. Just so that you know that he's the one making you do this, and it's not just your conscience or your heart speaking to you, because sometimes that happens as well. So 3 months later, that was in 2020. Another pastor Rhoda, who was also, she's part of, so we're part of the Pastors Women Network. She's also part of the Pastors Women Network. She reached out to me and sent me an information. She sent me a DM. I think it was a DM or text message. She was like, oh, by the way, Pastor Jimmy, I wanted to order, go on your website. Listen, I want to go on your website and place, I want to buy some product for Pastor Mildred. And when she said that, I'm like, I didn't say much. I just wanted that to finish. She said, because she said something about her having edges, like her hedges, something is going on with her edges, and she needs, because she follows her on at 3 p.m. It's just 3 p.m. 3 p.m. She, Pastor Mildred, okay, for those that don't know Pastor Mildred, every 3 p.m. every day, she comes on live and she speaks the word. Okay, so she, Pastor Mildred actually goes on it, because remember I said I never knew anything about Pastor Mildred. I followed her on that day. I never knew much about her. And then Pastor Rhoda was like, oh, I just heard in a live broadcast that she needs something for her hair. And I thought of going to your website to place an order for Pastor Mildred so that I can send it to Nigeria to her. Or she was like, oh, no, can I purchase them and can you send it to her in Nigeria? That was our question, something along those lines. And for a second, I was just so overwhelmed that we should never joke with this God, honestly. Don't joke with God, especially when you have a true relationship with him. It will always find a way to speak to you. Don't be too busy for God, okay? Don't dismiss the things he says. He will always find a way. And I told Pastor Rhoda that you cannot believe this. God told me in November. I can't remember the month after. Well, anyways, God told me 3 months ago to send it to her, but I just really didn't know how to contact her. So Pastor Rhoda was like, oh, don't worry. I'm going to reach out to her for you and see if I can get her contact information. Because I now told Pastor Rhoda and told her that, you know what? I would give you the product for free. Can you just, you know, find a way to get it to her? She was like, okay, how about this? I would tell her about you that you're going to send her a product, and you can go to her DM and ask her for our contact information. And that was basically how it happened. I went to her DM, I introduced myself to her, and I told her that God told me, you know, to send you some products 3 months ago, but I didn't. Now Pastor Rhoda wants to buy it for you, but it's okay. I will send it to you for free and I'll ship it to you. And this was, it was just so mind-blowing to me. It was very mind-blowing because it was specific instructions from the Lord. Send products to 3 women. God knew that there's always a way. We'll find a way if you just listen. It will make a way where there seems to be no way. Where you think, where your intelligence or your wisdom is like, it's impossible. God is like, no, everything is possible if you can only trust and believe. If you can only trust and just obey. Obey. It's better than sacrifice. We're just talking about this in church recently. You know, how obedience, you know, when Samuel told Saul to obey is better than sacrifice, that's because Saul didn't listen to the instructions of God. He said, go to the Amalekites and kill them all. Spare no lives. Spare nothing. Literally, that was the instructions. But Saul was like, I needed to do this to make a sacrifice to God. But was that the instruction? No. To obey is better than sacrifice. So that's one thing that I really want to come and let us know and tell us and encourage us in this season. God is speaking. In this season, there are so many things you have to put into actions. No longer are you going to be mediocre about it. You know, God is talking to you. It will send people to confirm his word to you. Don't ignore him. Okay, don't ignore his instructions. It will find a way. If he tells you to do something and you're not sure, like myself, okay, I wasn't sure in that situation and I literally dismissed it. I could have gone to God and go, oh God, how am I going to do this? And his spirit would have ministered to me, just go to our DM and send her a message. That's simple, right? It didn't have to get so complicated that it had to involve another pastor, missus, to come to tell me to. It didn't have to be that complicated, right? It didn't have to be that. It could have been so easy by me just sending her and just obeying, right? Going to her DM, sending her a message, and just let God take care of the rest, right? That was what I had to learn in that season, that look, when God is speaking to me, it will find a way. Don't dismiss it. Just do whatever it is in your power. Just listen and obey, right? And God will bless you. God will take care of the rest for you. So that's my word for today. It's not that, you know, it's quite short, but I wanted to share my God moment story. And Pastor Mildred, I honestly didn't know that she needed a good hair care product to help her with her hair growth because she was suffering from hair loss. I didn't know this. This is a lady. This is me. I'm the lady. This is me, a lady in America, all the way in the United States. And God has given me a solution for someone all the way in Nigeria. He knows his daughter's probably, Pastor Major has probably been complaining, if I had to say it live, she probably has been complaining to God about it. You just never know. I don't know the conversation she's had with God about this situation, but God is like, my daughter is in America making organic product that works, that I've blessed. And that product is what's going to help you. She understand? Like, he found a way to get it to her, regardless of even me. He gave me a second chance to be able to get the product to her. And the product did wonderfully to her hair. You know, she sent me a message literally 3 weeks later. This was 3 weeks later. Oh my God, this product is good. She was like, oh my God, this oil is amazing. Our stylist spoke about how healthy our scalp has been. You know, and I was just so humbled that God, thank you for using me in this season. Even if my product is blessing one or two people, you know, I'm so grateful, Lord. I'm thankful that you've blessed the work of my hands to help others. And that was basically because I wanted to speak about this because of the, she did a video, I think it was a month ago. I was going to talk about this issue a month ago, but something else came up. She did a video on Instagram talking about Glam Naturally Oil and the product and how it's helped her. And I'm just so humbled and so thankful to God for using me in this season. And so listening and obeying the instructions of the Lord could be what could take you from nothing to that next level, right? You just obeying and just letting him take control of the situation. Just obey. I don't even know how else to say this. Just obey. Obey God in this season. If he's telling you to do something, it will find a way. It just wants you to put in that action. You know, like the Israelite, when they were about to cross the Red Sea, God told Moses to put the staff down. But then if they had to take the actions to get in to the Red Sea after it was parted, that was the action. So you got to obey. You got to put in the action and God blesses the rest. I hope this has blessed you today and I hope you've been encouraged. This definitely encouraged me. Like I said, when I come to do the podcast, it's not just for you, it's for me as well. I've been very encouraged to listen to obeying and just a reminder that if God tells you to do something, Jimmy, don't doubt it. Don't ever doubt it. Don't ever limit God. Don't limit God. We can't do that. Stop it. Don't limit God and just put it into action. So I hope you've been blessed. Thank you for listening. And for those that are on Instagram, make sure you are sharing this with everyone if this has blessed you. I appreciate you for taking your precious time to listen to me today. God bless you, and I cannot wait to speak to you soon in 2 weeks. Have a great day. Praying that this month brings you so much joy, so much hope, so much happiness. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Bye-bye.